All right, Valentin Guillot, another strong ride here at Buds Creek. Got yourself into SMX2, which is really cool. What did you think of Buds Creek here? I know you're old. There's no way you rode the 2007 Destinations.
No, I was not. Okay. I was not in.
No, you rode Lakewood.
Yep, it was Arnaud Tonus, his first motocross of Nation, 2007. He was, I think, 16 years old. So, yeah. And I just arrived 3 years after for Lakewood.
What do you think of Buds?
I was a bit sad off the track. Like, you know, like I was expecting much better than that, but unfortunately, it's a bit like only one line, you know?
You know, also too, this was more hard packed than we've seen.
Yeah, it was really hard packed at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. The second moto was hard packed. But yeah, you know, like it's always turning. So actually, with that, it come only with one line, or like all the jump, like the triple where you are turning in the air, it make only one line. So I was a bit like, it's not sad, but I don't have to word in English, but
disappointing.
Disappointed. Right. So yeah, but okay, it's the same for everyone. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I finish 9 overall. So
good start in second moto too.
Yeah, much better than first moto. And first moto, I didn't rode that good. I was like 18 and came back 12 in the rear wheel of Prado. But I had one goal. It was to finish twice P9, I think, to pass Aaron Plessinger on the championship points. And unfortunately, I finished 9, 3 points behind him. Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't do better. Like, okay, maybe first moto, I could finish 11. I finished 12. Second moto, I finished 10. I couldn't make better. So no regrets. I did my best. And I make a nice season because it was not planned that I come here. So
yeah, you are like the top privateer guy, like just the one that we always talk about. It seems like every year there's a good 450 privateer that comes out of nowhere. It was you this year, you know?
Yeah, it was me. And like I said, like I planned to come like 8 days before Pala from a broken collarbone. Yeah. It was Pala was only 30 days after my broken collarbone surgery. So it was not the plan, but the life made me arrive here, and I'm really happy that I came to make a dream come true and to make some great results. So really happy with that.
You get motivated a little when you see the 70 in front of you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, the goal, it was, we are European, other side of the world, so you want to be the best European, and it was a motivation.
I hear you're talking to some teams for next year a little bit. You might stay?
Yeah, I want to stay. And I'm like, I don't want to have any regrets at the end of my career. And I say, yeah, let's go for Supercross 250 and then Motocross 250 or 450. Yeah. I was expecting to find a bit more easy place, but all the team are quite full and already signed, so not easy to find something, but we are talking with a few teams.
So. Yeah, so you'll stay if it's a privateer team or whatever, you'll stay?
To be honest, when you race 250, you need really a strong bike. Yeah. But I think with the result I show, now my goal is to improve good on SMX to show them that I have the possibility to ride good on Supercross, and then let's hope that I find something good.
I guarantee people, most Americans, I think you're not going to do well in SMX because you're a European GP rider, but you can ride Supercross. You've got good results at Paris before, like French stuff. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. I need, you know, now for SMX, I don't want to rush, to hurry up, because I don't want to crash and get injured now. So I'm going to build step by step, riding after riding. I'm going to be the same this winter. I'm going to take my time and try to get back on the bike beginning of November and just go slow to build and to be ready for beginning of the season.
French guy sending over some SMX suspension?
No, this time not. The team have some SMX suspension from last year, so they give me this.
Don't use your outdoor stuff.
No. Even my outdoor stuff were too soft for here. Right. So I improve always. I made a bit like some harder spring. Mm-hmm. But even here, like today, my fork was too soft going bottoming. But
hey, great season. Nice to talk to you a lot this year. Really impressive. We'll see you in Charlotte, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. And also, I want to thank everyone who helped me also with your podcast and then the team, Yamaha Rock River, Gizmo, and all my private sponsors.